Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Sun Guy Nation, welcome to the show here on another Friday afternoon. If you are looking for some wrestling today, WCWO, like usual, at the Outlaw Arena. 3-2-1 battle here in Seattle, Washington. CZW in Voorhees, New Jersey. PWFH in Wichita Falls, Texas. And AIW in Cleveland, Ohio. Tomorrow night, you have Northwest Pro in Vaughan, Washington, where you can find myself. SEW, brand new promotion in Cheyenne, Wyoming. SWF in Barnegat, New Jersey. MEW in Houston, Delaware. Wrestle Club at Mountain Home Air Force Base in Idaho. You must have valid military ID to get onto the base for that particular show. BIW in Brookhaven, Mississippi. And RCW happening tomorrow in Mishawaka, Indiana. QT, sounds like there's going to be a lot going on, and even some wrestling on a military installation tomorrow.
Well, Sangai, have you yourself ever been on Mountain Home Air Force Base in Idaho?
I have not been to that air base as of yet, but hopefully at some point in time I will be able to be on a Wrestle Club show when they do make it to the Air Force Base.
Do you know if Lost Soul Garibay is going to be in action on said Air Force Base?
99% sure that he is.
Wow, very good, very good. Do you have any inside information on who the referees are going to be for this card? Yes, the referees.
No inside information on that. There's a couple of good young referees there at Wrestle Club. Presumably they will be there, but nothing concrete. I can confirm, as you know from watching episode 376 of The Sign of the Times, I will make my return to Wrestle Club June 8th.
Now, for our Turnbuckle Turmoil fans that did not have a chance to see Sign of the Times number 376, can you tell those fans what the name of this Sign of the Times was? Yes. And where it took place.
The Seymour Snot edition. And as you know, the location was undisclosed. But
that's
it might
true,
have been
yes.
Under a tree.
Now, Sign, a lot of our Turnbuckle Turmoil fans have contacted Devin Bellinger with what they think this tree was. Was I right in saying that it was a Western white oak?
I believe it was not. Now, why would they contact South Bellinger when clearly in the episode it was stated you were most likely the one that would know, but that may have been erroneous.
Oh, Devin fancies himself somewhat as an arborist. Arborist, a specialist in Northwest trees. Arborist.
Nice.
Actually, it doesn't even have to be in the Northwest. Devin Bellinger fancies himself a United States arborist, all the way from the hardwoods of New England that carry maple syrup to the scrubby pines that don't grow that tall in Death Valley. They do have pine trees. Actually, that's in Flagstaff. Where the altitude is 7,000 feet, and they have a pretty good water supply from snowmelt. You get some ponderosa pines in Flagstaff. or at least that's what Devin Bellinger pointed out to me. Yes.
Did he point this out while you were at a Weather Club meeting? And if so, what type of coffee did he serve during the meeting?
Oh, I don't know. I think he ran some Folgers drip through a bun filter. Yes.
That's horrible.
It is terrible, yes. Even though Tom Petty kind of likes Folgers coffee through in a bun coffee maker. He seems to like it, yes. But the
really
thing with Devin is,
dead.
Well, yes, that's true. He used to like it, and I put that emphasis on the word used to. Damn.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Tom Petty. Yes. I don't know. The thing is with Devin Bellinger, he buys at bulk rate, I believe from Costco, and it's in these 50-pound tins, and some of the tins are just shiny silver metal tins. And some of them have military dating on them. I think they date back to the Vietnam War. Everyone runs out of the Weather Club screaming after they drink that coffee. Yes.
Oh, wow. Even Mike Trout.
Yes. Yes, even Mike Trout. I believe that somehow maybe these tins that date back to the Vietnam War have got pinholes in them and some mold has grown on the coffee. And it gives the coffee a hallucinogenic effect. Yes.
I can see South Park serving that.
Yes, he's trying to desperately cut these overhead expenses because of tariffs. Tariffs are rising the price of coffee, and Devin Bellinger has got a jump on it. Unfortunately, this jump occurred in 1968 during the Tet Offense. Yes.
I could definitely see that. Now, QT, I would like to point out one other thing. There was breaking news earlier this week. Our very own Pacific Northwest grown referee, Aubrey, has left the coop, so to speak. She will be working for All Elite Wrestling. She'll be with them on the 25th of this month when they have their next huge event, and they're looking to be on network television later this fall. So definitely congrats to referee Audrey as she makes the move to the national stage. Girl Hebner doing some good.
Wow, that's good. That's very good. Now, do you know, has she disclosed the terms of her financial condition with this next step up?
No.
Oh, okay. Can you tell us what state this will be in?
Well, All Elite Wrestling's next show is in Las Vegas, Nevada, but AEW is a national company. They're just getting their start back by Tony Khan of the Jacksonville Jaguars fame. Looks like they're going to be doing some huge, huge things. So if you want to see her, you might want to head down tonight to 321 Battle and make sure you can see her locally before it's too late.
Wow, fantastic. All you Turnbuckle Turmoil fans that are going to that card tonight, you might want to take, before you hit 3-2-1 Battle, you might want to buy a cupcake and give it to Aubrey for a congratulation present. A cupcake.
Do they have those at 3-2-1?
I believe they. Well, why couldn't they stop in at the Grateful Bagel or the Grateful Bread and buy a cupcake before the match, and then travel south?
Well, because what if some people are coming north?
Well, that's true. I guess then they could stop in at the Commons in Tacoma and get it. Well, I don't know if they sell. You know what? We went in there, and I'm not sure. I didn't see any cupcakes, but I'm sure they sell, let's say, pumpkin bread and specialty
pumpkin
bread.
Pumpkin bread's not a cupcake.
Well, that's true. unless you could mold it into a cupcake. If you had a mold, that would be okay. But I think they have specialty breads there. They could take to her. Yes, specialty breads.
Now, QT, I understand you owe a fruit pie to one Tommy DeBoard. You're not going to try to weasel out of his promised fruit pie and hand him a stale, moldy cupcake, are you?
Well, now will Tommy DeBoard be in action at Northwest Pro in Vaughn, Washington tomorrow?
Well, he won't be in action, obviously, since he doesn't wrestle, but you ranked him number one in your top 9 7/8 wrestler rankings for some reason not apparent to most.
Well, if he's certainly there tomorrow, I always come through with my payments. Yes. Always.
Well, you better hope he enjoys that fruit pie. I'd hate to see Tommy get mad and hit you with a steel folding chair or something.
Oh, my gosh. That would be terrible. Yes. Very, very bad. Hey, now, Sign, can you tell us who will be in action in Vaughn, Washington tomorrow? Will Paul Moonshine himself be there? And boy, does I have to get with him for what I can't really describe, but it could be about an upcoming match. Maybe some advice that I can give to Paul as he heads to Wyoming.
Well, Paul Moonshine will be there along with his son, JB Moonshine, and one of your new favorites, QT, will be there, Polychromatic.
Hey, Polychromatic, very nice. Yes. I haven't really spoken to her, but our eyes met across a crowded room. I mean, gymnasium. Yes, gymnasium. Polychromatic.
I see. Now, when your eyes met, did you see her mouth the words, security, help?
Well, I had to check my contact lenses, yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, look at who she's valeting for, Mikey Mustache. He's a very rapidly rising meteorite in the talent in the Northwest. Mikey Mustache, yes, who bears a slight resemblance to Tom Selleck. And boy, did you have a sign of the times with Mikey Mustache. A little bit contentious, yes.
He really was. He was very angry.
Yes. He was like a recent guest on the Turnbuckle Turmoil show that had some clipped answers and slight salty language. Yes, he reminded me of him.
I see. Now,
I can't remember who the guest was.
Take Mikey the Mustache and a fruit pie on a pole match.
I would probably not. I have to realize my slight limitations, although they're rapidly improving. I'm rapidly improving. I might take Mikey Mustache aside and ask him, theoretically, if he was in a fruit pie on the pole match with Darth Carter and Paul Moonshine, how he would go about what his game plan would be, or a battle plan. Yes. There's something about Mikey Mustache that reminds me of General Patton.
All right, go ahead and explain what that might entail.
Well, I could see him in a World War II helmet with a riding crop, and then coming up to a soldier that has shell shock and say, "What's the matter with you?" Yes. And then getting in trouble and having to stand in front of Dwight D. Eisenhower and get a chewing out for slapping said wrestler. Yes, or a soldier. Wrestler. Mikey Mustache.
I see. Now, a wrestler soldier, would that be like Sergeant Slaughter and Corporal Kirshner?
Yes, the military has had a long, how would you say, pedigree with people that have served in the military, like Sergeant Slaughter.
Or Ranger Ross, who is in the Army Airborne.
Yes, and I believe the Canadian Mountie was in the Air Force, Canadian Air Force Reserve, the Canadian Mountie.
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought I read something about that. Yes.
Stu Hart actually was, though, during World War II.
Stu Hart. Oh, I could see that. Yes. Now, was he in the Canadian Air Force or the Marines?
I believe he was in the Canadian Air Force, and he taught hand-to-hand combat, if I recall correctly.
Whoa, that would come in very handy with downed pilots. Because, you know, they had some Canadian pilots flying missions over Germany in World War II. Germany.
That's true.
Yes. Wow. One can only imagine how good the food was in the Canadian Air Force in World War II. Do you think they served coffee in those big silver 25-gallon tins that Devin Bellinger may have confiscated?
Possibly.
Yeah, I think Devin Bellinger may have went up north and crossed the border in 1968 during the Tet Offense and said, hey, do you have any of that coffee you can sell to me bulk rate? Yes. I think that's what he serves at the Weather Club. Gee whiz. You know, I would like hopefully today's guest, Alabama, will still show up. But how do you think she would react if she drank some of that coffee that Devin serves at the Weather Club that makes Mike Trout run out into the Marysville Park screaming that he can tie Ty Cobb's record? That's what happened. Yes.
Well, we don't know that that isn't why she is here. She may have gone to Who's On First and had a cup of coffee, and now she's in some sort of Marysville, Washington medical center.
Yeah, she probably wouldn't be at Golden Corral. Yes. But it's true, you Turnbuckle Turmoil fans. Mike Trout did have some of that coffee, and he ran out saying, I can break the 400 batting average at Tiger. No, wait a second. I think it was 390 lifetime batting average at Ty Cobb. It was a tragic scene. Yes.
I see. Now, QT, you've recently come into possession of a book that was picked up for you from a little free library. Can you tell the listeners how you're enjoying said book?
Yes, that was about the castles of Scotland. And I enjoyed going through there because a lot of these, some of the castles were in near mint condition, surprisingly. Even though dating back to the 1300s, they must have used very good plaster. Those were castles of the Scottish Highlands. Yes.
Now, how would you rate this book on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the worst book anyone's ever written before, and 10 being a complete masterpiece of a literature book?
I'm going to say a 7.5.
Not too bad.
You know, because did you know there's actually one castle in the Scottish Highlands and also Dublin that has a workable drawbridge dating back, and those cantilevers that would lower the bridge dating back to 1350.
That's quite a while ago, so they must have really knew their engineering back then.
Well, a lot of it was hand-cranked. But still, there were a lot of levers and pulleys and wheels with gears. Yes. The blacksmiths had a hard time, the blacksmiths that constructed those cantilevers and stuff. But I don't know. I'd say a 7.5 on the castles of Scotland. And then you gave me a book from the free library, What to Eat and What to Avoid and the Alternatives. That was a good book.
Now, can you give us just a little bit of a snippet of said book, like from page, say, 73?
Yes. Well, I don't know if it's page 73 exactly, But they had a salted snack treat section, and they said, by all means, try to avoid the Flamin' Hot Cheetos and the Tim's Cascade sour cream and onion potato chips, and instead go with some of your non-salted light potato chips, the light potato chips alternatives, instead of the Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Yes.
Nice.
Yes, it's like going into a Marysville restaurant, and you can order deep fried, if you could order deep fried Twinkies or maybe a steak from a cow that has only walked about 200 yards in his life and has been fed whole grain milk and had massages, and he had incredible amount of fat, or you could eat rice cakes. Yes, you have that alternative.
All right. Now, QT, have you been utilizing some of these dietary tips in said book? Perhaps in preparation for the tag team match to which we've been challenged.
I have. This match has got me worried, Sign Guy. My consumption of non-high-calorie foods has skyrocketed, plus my water intake. Do you know about the date of this the date of this said match?
I do not. I just know we were challenged, and I accepted it because I knew we would have zero problems winning said match.
Wait a second. I never actually did get an unequivocal answer of what the teams will be. Is it Paul Moonshine and Darth Carter?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so it's you and I.
Yes.
Oh, well, a little bit of weight has been lifted off my shoulders. As you know, our lines of communication are pretty frequent. For some reason, I have a hard time getting
zero loose. Zero problem.
Oh yeah, you cannot underestimate the power of that Darth Carter. He has me worried. It's going to break my heart to get into the ring and wrestle one of my idols and maybe have to snap his ankle. Yes.
Well, if it snaps, it snaps.
Oh no. Well, okay. I don't know. If I step through those ropes and let's say Paul Moonshine tags Darth Carter, and I come face-to-face with one of my semi-idols, boy, what am I going to do? I must have a game plan. Yes. Is there any chance I could dive over the top rope and tag in Bubba Blanchard to face Darth Carter? Any chance?
No, because he's not on our team.
Come on! I got her strictly... let me guess. I've got to strictly rely on tagging only you or else we'll be disqualified. Yes.
That is accurate. That is very accurate. It similar to when Hulk Hogan teamed up with Mean Gene and he told Mean Gene not to tag. He would take care of the whole match. You might be playing the role of Mean Gene in this instance.
Oh, my gosh. Now, is there any chance... that during this match that Aubrey could come back from Las Vegas and referee it? Aubrey.
I don't see why not.
Oh, that'd be good. Yes. I just hope that the referee, whoever is refereeing that match, Darth Carter and Paul Moonshine versus QT Votes and Sign Guy, that he wears the proper attire, at least have some respect. Yes. Meaning, I was reviewing a video of Alabama, and they had a referee in that match. I think she was facing Thunder Rosa, and this referee wore a blue and white shirt. No stripes, just blue and white shirt. Wasn't even buttoned all the way to the collar.
So kind of like Sandy Barr.
Well, yes. Sandy Barr was an exception among exceptions, though. Sandy Barr didn't really have to wear the black and white zebras. He was lone exception ever. Lone exception.
Well, sometimes, you know, other promotions break out the polos. The NWA for several years used a polo shirt. And Blue Collar Wrestling,
well,
as
yeah,
part of
but
the NWA at one point, had all their officials wearing polo shirts.
I'm a wrestling purist. I mean, I think you should follow the example that T-Rex provides. I've never seen him without the black and white zebra stripes.
He went like 3 years with the polo shirt when we were part of the NWA.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yes. Dozens and dozens
well,
of
I
times.
Can only hope that T-Rex referees this fruit pie on a pole match. Yes.
I thought last week you asked specifically for Beast Barnett.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yes, if Beast Barnett is in town. I mean, we don't even know when this wrestling match is going to take place, which is a slight comfort for me. Now, speaking of which, I've got to get up and drink a glass of fruit juice. I am now walking over to my refrigerator. Okay.
Will
now,
it be
where
pineapple
was I? Oh, yeah,
juice?
Yeah. Okay. Pineapple juice. You know, sign, that I'm also washing a large amount of baked beans down with pineapple juice because I like Hawaiian music.
Oh, okay.
No. 20 years later, and I still laugh at that joke. You've got to tell the golden
song. Have you often
drink that
pineapple juice during the weather club meetings?
Oh, it'd be better than that coffee that Devin serves. Yes. Yes. Holy smokes. Yeah, he tries to disguise it. Here, I got this new blend from Starbucks. Don't try to kid us, Devin Bellinger. Yes. Boy, oh boy. He tries to pull the wool over everyone's eyes. Yeah.
He really does. It's like
yes.
He has stock in sheep farms or something with all the wool he's trying to pull.
I hear that. He should knit a wool sweater. Yeah. Okay. Now, son, for the first time on the Turnbuckle Turmoil Show, I'm going live from my kitchen. Now, wrestling fans, as you know, I'm trying to cut weight here. I am staring at some Blue Diamond Almond Breeze Original. Now, I think this has some sugar in it. And I'm staring at some Almond Breeze Almond Coconut Blend. Now, is that unsweetened? Oh, yeah, it is unsweetened. Unsweetened. So, if any of you fans want to call in, especially Defola Debashi, and chime in on what I should drink, this Almond Breeze Original or the Almond Breeze Almond Coconut Blend. Yeah, we'd appreciate a call in. Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Now,
have
you ever
had very good
almond with Diafola Debashi? Do you and he sometimes sit in a Puyallup cafe eating this?
I don't know. His style is more like Marrakesh, a strong cup of Marrakesh tea. Marrakesh.
All right.
Yes.
Now, what do you think the tea of choice is over in Yemen, where Debashi is from?
Ooh, what the? I think it's probably just they don't have like lemon zester over there or orange spice. They usually go with a strong black tea. Strong black tea, yes, to get the maximum caffeine.
Like a Earl Grey.
Yeah. Earl Grey is an exception to Marrakesh tea, of which Diafola Debashi does frequent. You know, it provides him that raw stamina that makes him be able to train by jogging up sand dunes on the Shat Al Arab waterway. Shat Al Arab, much like Salim Abbas. I asked him that question. If you train by the Shat Al Arab waterway. Yes, Salim Abbas. One of my favorite interviews for the first quarter of 2019, Salim Abbas.
All right. Now, would you say he is your favorite all-time Wrestle Club performer?
Wrestle Club performer, he's up there. He is up there, yes. I'm just wondering if Difula Dabashi heard the Salima Boss interview. I've got to ask him that. Yes.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Difula Dabashi, if you're out there, please call in. And besides the almond milk question of what I should have, please chime in if you have heard the Salima Boss interview, which I consider one of our tops for 2019 so far, Salima Boss. I mean, where else can you be asked a question, a guest be asked a question about the almost all-time highs ever recorded in Fahrenheit of nighttime temperatures, the all-time high, which was near, I believe, 115, no, it was 102 degrees Fahrenheit, I believe, for an all-time high low. Yes. That's the kind of questions you should ask wrestlers.
Well, to be fair, you have.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. Now, Sun Guy, can you tell our fans what time you will be heading out to Northwest Pro Wrestling in Vaughan? What time?
Come and follow me.
Oh, yeah, stalkers, yes. That would be very bad, yes.
And you know South Park Bellinger loves to do that.
That's true, yes. Boy. Yeah. I wonder if Devin Bellinger himself has any stalkers, like at the Golden Corral.
I think most people consider him very creepy and try to stay away.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, he probably sits in his basement eating flaming hot Cheetos and playing Words of Warcraft. I think that's a video game, isn't it? Words of Warcraft? Or is it World?
Possibly.
What's that game? What is that game? Is there a video game called Game of Thrones?
Isn't that a television show?
It might be a television show. I'm very behind the times. Yes.
Now, would you say that more people would watch the Sign of the Times than they would this other game?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I mean, what's our most highly watched or listened to episode? Wasn't it Lila Lodge with 800 listens?
You mean on the Sign of the Times?
No, on our show, the Turnbuckle Turmoil show.
No. We actually had a record set with Casey Carlisle.
Oh, now how many listens did that get?
Way more than 800.
Okay, what's the most liked on Facebook of the Sign of the Times? What's the most viewed episode?
I believe episode 19.
19? Was that the Shot Put Duck episode?
No.
Was it the Drunk Squirrel episode?
No.
Was it El Ringo Tortuga and his guitar? Alongside
no.
a wooded fence. Damn. Okay, was it the Sign of the Times live from HPW?
No.
It certainly it wasn't the Sign of the Times Mikey Mustache.
That was up there. That one was very well received.
Really? Do you think that's one of your fastest climbing episodes, meaning the most views or listens to in the first 2.5 weeks? Most viewed and listened to.
Very possibly.
Wow. All right. Okay. Gee. Well, what are some of the totals where you have been with Pa Moonshine? And you've talked about Miss Piggy.
With Paul Moonshine specifically?
Yes.
Well, let me take a gander here.
Oh, all right.
Probably episode 202, the Paw edition.
Oh, 202 Paw edition. All right. Well, where was that taking place at? Beside a wooden
plant?
An
undisclosed plant?
Undisclosed plant. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Wow, that's something. Okay. Because I remember one episode was live from a state park near a cannon. Remember
that
one?
Do you remember the number of that episode?
Holy smokes, that was a... Boy, I'm going to guess... Oh, boy, let me see. That was probably number 91.
Let me take a look here. That was the Making Math Fun edition.
Oh, Making Math Fun edition.
That came from an undisclosed building with a huge parking lot.
Oh, okay, parking lot, yes. Oh, okay. All right. Boy. Well, Sign, I don't know if Miss Bama is
earlier,
going.
The episode you were thinking of with the massive amount of views, episode 14, the Naughty Cape episode.
Oh, yes, the Naughty Cape episode. Boy, that one has almost reached legendary status, the Naughty Cape. Yes. I think that was one
now,
of Beast Bellinger's favorite ones.
Now, QT, do you sometimes go door-to-door asking people if they have watched said episode?
Not door to door, no. Not door to door. I let
you go window
my
to window?
Do the window to window, yes. They discourage that at night, though. You can get in trouble for that. Yes. Very much.
I see. Now, would you also say, QT, that episode 125 is one of your all-time favorites?
Which one was that?
That was the Pickup After Your Pets edition.
The Pickup After what?
Pickup After Your Pets edition.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, that was very good. Wasn't that filmed during summer and it was pretty hot outside and there was a dog in the distance?
None of that's accurate.
Oh, okay. Damn. Really? That was during a very long dry spell. I remember that. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Now, QT,
okay.
Do you sometimes go and watch episodes with Martin Cobble Cobble Cobble, and would you say that his favorite episode is perhaps episode 105?
Was that the Cobble 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 edition?
No, it was the Bumped Head edition.
Oh, okay. Bumped Head, yeah. No, I'm sure that was in his top 10. However, I believe... Martin Cobble likes the Sign of the Times episode, 371, the John Cena signing.
Well, that was a good
signing.
One, yeah.
Yes, very good. Oh, okay. Yes, that was very good. Okay. Now, Sign, I am waiting for a Sign of the Times where you're live with a band, a punk rock band, somehow.
Like,
because, as you
I
know...
Did. The Razor Ramones?
Oh, yeah, that was good. And well, I need to see that one, though, to refresh my memory. Razor Ramones. Yes.
I will see what I can do about that, I suppose.
Oh, boy, that'd be very good. Very good. Now, how many different T-shirts have you... How many different T-shirts have you worn throughout the years on the Sign of the Times? Different T-shirts. You must have a massive T-shirt collection.
Oh, okay. I really do.
Maybe we could have someone out there, let's say a person that is majoring in communications or media production, and they could write a thesis on how many different shirts you have worn.
That'd be some kind of service for people to perform.
Because when was the last Sign of the Times where you wore a Stompin' Steve T-shirt?
I'm not entirely sure.
Ooh, another very good question. Okay. Because I think I remember that you did a Sign of the Times with Stompin' Steve footprints on your shirt. Somehow that's a dim memory.
I believe I did.
Yes. Or when was the last time you did a Sign of the Times with a Lila Lodge princess T-shirt? Lila Lodge princess.
That would have been quite a while ago, if ever.
Have you ever done a Sign of the Times where you've worn a T-shirt that says Dash Needs Hugs?
Never a T-shirt that said that.
Is it possible that you could have one made up on the cheap? On the cheap.
Possibly.
Oh, okay. Is there any chance that you can make up a T-shirt that says Dash Needs Hug, but, by the way, happy birthday, Dash, and there's a picture of the Ramones on The Simpsons singing happy birthday to Dash?
Possibly.
That was a seminal moment in Turnbuckle Turmoil history when I got to sing happy birthday to Dash.
It really was.
Yes, it was. I went out on a wire there. Yes. I had a devil may care attitude at that part of my life. A devil may care.
Would that be a New Jersey Devil? And in fact, the New Jersey Devil's not in the NHL playoffs any longer.
No, it was probably that part of my life where I was into Devil's food cake cupcakes instead of Angel food cupcakes. It was a wild time. Yes. Oh, and what are we now? Wait a second. Are you saying that the New Jersey Devils have advanced in the hockey playoffs?
I'm saying the opposite of that. They have not. Currently in the East, it is Boston and Carolina.
Boston and Carolina. Have you ever done a Sign of the Times with the Boston Bruins T-shirt?
I have not.
Okay. Because in the Sign of the Times 371, you wore a Big Ten Champs T-shirt. Big Ten Champs.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, okay. If only you could. You know what you should do is somehow make up a T-shirt that dates back to the Muppet Show and put Miss Piggy's image on there when she's doing the Pigs in Space segment, and give that to Paul Moonshine. Or wear one yourself for a Sign of the Times. Miss Piggy, Paul Moonshine connection. T-shirt, Pigs in Space, yes. I think he'd like it.
When was the last time that you wore a pink T-shirt during an episode of The Sign of the Times?
Oh, boy. Very good question. I think it came from a near an undisclosed library, if I'm not mistaken. A library.
Uh-huh.
I think I wore a pink shirt with a crooked tie clasp, maybe? I think.
Possibly. Now, QT, when was the last time that you wore a pair of black dress socks during an episode of The Sign of the Times?
Ooh, black dress socks. It may have been the shot put duck episode.
Oh.
Boy, I don't. That is a good one. I usually don't pay too much attention to my sock wear. Yes.
Well, then what if you're wearing the wrong socks?
Well, if I wear mismatched socks, sign guy, it's my way of flipping the bird to society. It's my anarchistic streak. Anarchy streak. Yes, to wear mismatched socks. Now, if you
want...
Yes. Yes, Aaron Anarchy, if you're listening, how would you say? I would highly suggest you wear mismatch socks, especially on a public golf course where you're wearing, like Bermuda shorts, and one sock is a different color than the other, and you're on the putting green, and you're deliberately slow and holding up other golfers.
Wow.
It's like a scene
you're
from Falling Down.
You're saying that Aaron Anarchy is a huge golf fanatic.
I think he is, yes.
I'm going to have to confirm that.
It's just, it's hopefully one day my dream to be in like a charity golf tournament with Mikey Mustache and Casey Carlisle. And we're like
Aaron
on a
Anarchy
team.
Also be involved?
No. No.
Are you afraid of Aaron Anarchy?
Well, no. I think he could follow Mikey Mustache, Casey Carlisle, and myself, where I'm wearing mismatched socks, and he has one of those big foam rubber fingers. And he's supporting our team of Mikey Mustache, Casey Carlisle, and myself, and he's screaming, "We're number one!" That would be great. Yes. Very good.
Nice.
Very good. All right. Well, Sign, I have to get to my straight job. Yes. It's a good job because I can walk laps around the building, thus taking off desperately. I take off much needed calories. Yes. For an upcoming fruit pie on a pole match. I got to tell you, that match has me worried, Sign Guy. Logistically, we must go over every detail.
Down to what socks you're wearing.
Yes. Socks can play an important... Footwear. Footwear is going to be very important. Very important. I could see Pa Moonshine trying to stamp on someone's feet. Pa Moonshine doing the stomp. Yes.
Would Stompin' Steve get upset that he's taking his stomping?
Well, he could. I don't know about Stompin' Steve, but padded footwear is going to be very important to myself. I might even have to buy me a pair of wrestling shoes. Wrestling shoes.
Oh, okay.
Put it this way, Sonya. Could in this fruit pie on a pole match, do you think there's a possibility that Darth Carter could get someone in a master lock?
Maybe Aaron Anarchy.
Oh, now, well, okay. Darth Carter, master lock, Aaron Anarchy. Boy, I'm kind of remote. I mean, how could he get a master lock on someone wearing a giant foam finger? That's my question.
Do they still make old foam fingers? I haven't seen any in a while.
Oh. Well, I'll have to have one custom made. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Custom made. Okay. All right. Well, Sonny, I've got to get to my job. I will do an extra lap around the building for our team. Our team.
I think
gotta come
maybe
up with a nickname.
Backwards would even be better. It will help build up your balance.
What will?
Running backwards.
Oh, yeah, running backwards up a hill. Boy, I haven't thought of that. Well, backwards up a hill. All right, that could strengthen the hamstrings. Okay. All right, Will Sign, I will tune in Sunday and have questions. Can you quickly tell our guests who our guests will be?
On Sunday, we have Mr. Five-Star Gary Gamby out of Ohio.
Gary Gamby. Gamby?
Gamby. And then next week, at a very special time, we'll start an hour later than normal, and we will be bringing to you Bad Blood from Blue Collar Wrestling.
Oh, wow, okay. Whoa, oh boy, okay. I'm sure there's some film out there of Gary Gamby, Mr. Five Star. Sure, okay.
Absolutely, I will get that to you. But I have some Iron Buddha level shocking news for you, QT. I have just heard from Aaron Anarchy, he is definitely not a golf fanatic.
Oh, come on. Ask him if he has a giant foam finger saying we're number one.
I don't want him to get any more angry at you than he already is.
Ask him if he would be our number one fan of the Casey Carlisle QT Vokes Mikey Mustache Golf Charity Golf Team. Yes, if he can.
I believe that would be a no because he's already stated very vehemently he does not enjoy golf.
Oh, vehemently. Okay, very good. Damn. Shoot. Okay. All right. Okay. Boy, that's rough. All right. Well, goodbye, sign. Yes, for now.
All right, QT.
Very good. Okay. Bye, fans. Yes.
All right, fans, we'll be back with you Sunday afternoon with Mr. Five-Star Gary Gandy. A week from today, Bad Blood going to be joining us. So make sure you have plans and places to join us. Get out there, support your local independent wrestling, and we will talk to you next week.